Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Damn. Hey, it's noon. Hey.
Noon on hump day. Halfway to the weekend. It's all downhill from here. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Genuinely and truly. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. College football corner at 12:20 as we will react a bit more to some of the playoff rankings from last night and start looking ahead to Saturday. Some good games on Saturday. And probably mention something or other about the coaching carousel, which continues to get crazier by the week. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40.
I know we didn't get to it in West Trending, but some Braves news came out yesterday. Yep. I was in the car taking Samson to tutoring when Alex Anthopoulos was on with Duke Sabel at Zeno's Inn, and they asked him, that was the last question Carl asked him about the player option, and he said, I give you one, only one. Alex is real smart with it. I give you one name to ask. He asked Ozzie. And basically, Alex said, yes, we're going to pick up his option and explain why and, you know, what Ozzie means to the team. The funniest thing is my son, 12-year-old Samson. Hell yeah, Dad. And I just looked over there like, hey. But yeah, it was
he loves Ozzie.
He loves him some damn Ozzie Albies, man. And then we saw a little while ago that that they're going to pick up the option on Chris Sale. Mm-hmm. And so there's only one player that has the player option that they probably won't pick up, Marcell Ozuna.
Yeah.
So. Okay. There it is right there. So, but he did talk about different scenarios, Andy, as far as where this team priority right now, shortstop, another starting pitcher.
Pitching, bullpen, pitching.
Because I saw this thing, it just popped up, and it was a thing called MLB Executive Burn or whatever, and it has like projected salaries for different players. Uh-huh. And I was asking you, as the number one free agent is Kyle Tucker, and it's projected, they project him 10 years, $400 million. I was like, $400 million for Kyle Tucker?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I see that.
Yeah.
But they were talking about the shortstop that was just here, a 2-year, $32 million with the option.
Okay. I mean, that's the same thing, basically.
You were saying that yesterday. That's why I said that. That's why I was asking.
Yeah. He just wants a little bit more on the con. He just wants a couple extra years, which, all right, fine. I mean, that's the best option at shortstop. Right. You got to do something. Yes. We can't do what we've done the last couple of years. So, I love spending other people's money, but I got no problem with that.
Damn, I'm just looking at these baseball numbers.
On the baseball
Kyle
money,
Schwarber, they got Kyle Schwarber listed 6 years, 165.
Yeah, the baseball money is just outrageous.
Cody Bellinger.
Like if you're a top level baseball player right now, you're gonna make a $500 million.
Yeah, man.
Like if you're a great baseball player, you might make $1 billion in your career. Like
damn.
Shohei signed a $700 million contract. And it's a bargain.
Would you take Edwin Diaz as your closer?
Diaz. Yeah, I'll take him.
Okay, they got him.
We can bring the trumpets back.
3-for-6.
Because remember, he's the trumpet
six,
guy.
6-7.
Original trumpet.
Diaz?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just make sure he's not celebrating too much, because that's when he got hurt.
But he was, yeah.
He was celebrating at the World Baseball Classic and he got hurt.
That was, boy.
It's very sad.
It did. But at least he got his money before that happened.
That's true. Yeah. Hey, remember yesterday we had the AMA question about if you had like a smelly coworker, would you tell him?
Mm-hmm.
And then I told like that brief story about how the first time I got told that I didn't smell very good after gym class in elementary school.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if people think I make the names up that I say from my childhood or not. I don't.
I know you don't.
They're real people.
Yeah.
And I usually feel real safe because Seattle's a long way from here. I don't say anything bad about anybody.
You don't.
But I mentioned that it was Jamal, my friend Jamal Banks coming out of gym class in fourth grade, let me know I was musty.
Uh-huh.
Apparently Jamal lives in Atlanta.
Get out of here.
Yeah. And I guess a friend of his listens and hit up his wife and was like, hey, they were talking about Jamal on the radio.
Right.
She DM'd me last night. She was like, funny story, but, and she was like, you know, we live here and all that. And he was like, Jamal would love to get together. And I was like,
oh,
yeah, so
we're gonna
have lunch. He also said he was sorry for calling me musty in fourth grade. Yeah. Which he didn't need to be, because I was. Like, he was just letting me know. He was helping me out.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with you, man, because, I mean, and you, like, I'm the only one with older, with boys. I mean, Jack's still a baby.
Uh-huh.
but he's gonna be, like whenever you got to have that conversation with your sons, like as a like you don't want your child to come home and say that somebody said that you were musty.
Yep.
You're supposed to, like, especially your boys, like, hey dog.
Yeah, you got to be on top of it.
You got to, you know, because you getting, like, my boy, like Samson. Samson's starting to smell grown now.
Right.
So he keep deodorant in his book bag.
You have to.
Yeah, especially.
Got to have the emergency stick.
Yeah, dogs, you can't. That one thing, Angela. Hey, boy. Yeah. And that's before, that's, you know, that was like deodorant on the budget. That's what, that was the tussy days. And if you ain't never had, if you ain't never put no tussy on your underarms, you're going to lose a couple layers before you get used to it.
Strong aluminum content,
yeah,
probably.
Man. Everybody, y'all know about that tussy out there, man. It burned a hole through your shirt.
Anyway, shout out to Jamal Banks
for
listening and for letting me know those years ago. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, so what?
I'd be laughing about that damn tussy deodorant. Oh. Damn.
What? Raheem Morris is meeting with the media currently, so we'll get some fresh cuts for you for the 1 o'clock hour. But Abe was telling me that he said it doesn't look good for Bergeron.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't he carted off? I think
was he carted off?
I think so. But
that's not good.
No, it's not. It's not. But I think, you know, just next man up, Kyle Hinton. Okay. But I just they're gonna have to just continue to play. I mean, that's a big loss when you lose Bergeron. I mean, he's playing okay this year. He wasn't playing great this year.
His run blocking was pretty good, but his pass.
Yeah, he wasn't as good as he's been the previous couple years here.
He was getting tricked on a lot.
But still,
stuff.
Yeah, those stunts were getting. Yeah. And then we mentioned this like week two, and teams are running the hell out of them stunts because he wasn't passing it off right. But another blow to the offensive line, a unit that they need to play a lot better for this team to win.
They do. I mean, that's the bottom line. That unit has to play better to get everything going. Everything starts there, and they just haven't been good enough the last 3 weeks. We can skip. We had Raheem talking about JD Bertrand. We don't need
to hear no more about
him. Yeah, we're good. Maybe he'll say something new about it in the press conference.
Said real quick to piggyback on what Abe said. Matthew Bergeron is week to week, so that means he.
Okay.
And Chris Lindstrom is day to day, so it's a possibility he plays.
But it's also a possibility that he doesn't.
Exactly.
Oh man! All right. And that's why you got to take advantage when you have that good health.
Yep.
And they didn't. Jets made a big trade. Made a bunch of big trades yesterday. One of them is that they dealt defensive lineman Quinnen Williams to the Cowboys for a 2026 second-round pick, a 2027 first-round pick, and Mazi Smith. They also traded away Sauce Gardner yesterday, so the Jets flat-out hit the reset button, got a bunch of first-rounders in return to start trying to do that process. And the Cowboys get a good player in Quinnen Williams.
Yeah, I think with the Jets, they're in complete rebuild. They're giving AG an opportunity to really, really put his stamp on it. They were able to get back. I don't know. Now, Mazi is no damn Quinnen Williams or anybody else, but they got him. He's a starter. He's a starter D-tackle. You got one of those. And then you got a complimentary player to Garrett and AD if he can just, you know, stay out of his own way, because he's a good damn player. And I know that one play in L.A., if it doesn't happen – when he fumbles the ball, if that doesn't happen. But it's neither here nor there. The Jets are basically saying, okay, we got to reset. And for him to get rid of those two pillars in that locker room tells me that that's one of those things where ain't nobody safe.
Yeah, that's also, man, that's – I know the trade deadline is when it is.
Yeah.
You have to – if you're going to make moves like this, it's the way it goes on the calendar. But they got 9 games left, man. Like
– yep.
That's going to be a long walk home.
Yeah, brother.
That's a tough. They're 1-7. I don't know. They might not win 3 games this year. The Cardinals are going to start Jacoby Brissett.
Not surprised.
Brissett will be the starting quarterback. I'm not surprised, but that's a lot of money on your bench.
Yeah, I think I lost the damn stat, but it was like Kyler Murray has 3 for 157 left on his contract. 34. No, I think it said 39 is guaranteed already for next season. And just like that Kirk Cousins bonus thing, if he's on the roster, 15 the previous year has $15 million guaranteed. Yeah, I mean, their offense looks better. Marvin Harris is being used.
Yeah.
I don't take Kyler as a team guy. He's over there pouting with his hood on. You know, he's short as hell, so his feet are dangling and swinging. Over there just pouting his little ass off. But
you're just a bad body language guy on the sidelines.
If you coach games, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, you got to win games.
You got to win games.
And the thing about it is they've been in a lot of the games that they lost.
Yes.
They lost 4 straight games by less than 5 points.
Yes.
That's an NFL record.
Yes.
They're 3-5, and again, they won. They beat the Cowboys Monday night, and offense looked better. Try to catch lightning in a bottle.
Try to. Or,
you know, you got to try to not get fired also, because, you know, you only get so many losses before they get you out of there.
Nolan Smith designated for return, beginning a 21-day
window
for him. I think he went out and got a pass rusher also. When we talk about the traded for guy from the Titans, the Eagles did, or was that the Colts? I mean, or was that the Ravens? No, they went and got Jaden Phillips.
Yeah, they got Jaden Phillips from the Dolphins.
Yeah, they got Jaden Phillips from the Dolphins. But one more thing I wanted to mention. The kid from New Orleans going to Seattle, giving Sam Darnold another damn weapon. And this Seattle team, man, I mean, they've won 11 of his 12 road games.
Yeah, they're 11-1 on the road.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable because we know he's a DC and that damn defense, young defensive studs that he had, they were going to be good.
Yeah.
But it's about Sam Darnold.
Yep.
It's about Sam Darnold. The offensive line's good this
offensive
year.
Offensive line's good.
They're good this year, man.
And Smith and Jigba's fantastic.
He's unbelievable.
The running backs are healthy.
Yes.
Like when Ken Walker and Zach Charbonnet are healthy, that's a 1-2
punch. And
then
they got that 12th man, dog.
Yeah.
They got that 12th man. So,
and that's what's weird is they've been kind of not good at home. They're 2-2 at home. They're 4-0 on the road.
Crazy. It's crazy. Hey, this Saturday, noon to 2, join our gal Allie Mack at Carriage Kia in Woodstock as she gets you ready for the Sunday's big game. One lucky fan won the Ultimate Tailgate Kit, a 50-inch 4K smart.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
TV with the stand, there'll be other prizes. Plus, winners can take home tickets to a upcoming home game for the Falcons. Again, that's this Saturday, noon to 2 at Carriage Kia in Woodstock with our gal, Allie Mack.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and get into a college football corner. Playoff rankings came out last night. We'll start looking ahead to some of the Saturday matchups as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.